Technology, the new 49ers Levi Stadium is going to be a high-tech stadium, period.
Oh, yeah, in every sense of the word. And I'll put all the details on my website, rickwinford.in, so people can look and search this. But Atlanta fans are going to be curious, and a lot of the same technology will probably find its way, or even better, into the new Atlanta Falcons stadium. So, but the one I like is there's going to be 194 different charging stations located throughout the stadium, so people will be able to charge their smartphones at many different places around this big stadium.
Well, that's pretty cool, because that's always an issue. You know, you got to really be delicate with your phone or your mobile device because you don't want to run out of power. So that's certainly something. No surprise that they're thinking about stuff like that in Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah, and the 1,000 Wi-Fi access points. So basically, that's like 1,000 routers located throughout the stadium. So you'll be able to get an outside connection to Wi-Fi at this stadium.
And also, when you talk about trying to protect your smartphone, there are a bunch of new NFL-themed cases from OtterBox.
Yeah, OtterBox, a leader in cases. Lots of people, wherever you go, I see people with OtterBox cases. They're the official licensee with the NFL for their iPhone and for their cases. So they have a new series out that looks pretty cool, team logos, colors, and they're available at OtterBox.com and through Verizon.
Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
And our App of the Week is NFL related, is it not, Rick?
Yeah, it's the newest app from the NFL. It's called NFL Now. And people know that the NFL app was just so huge and cumbersome. The NFL Now has broken out different things from this app. And now when you want to see or access videos, NFL videos from the past, even from the past week, NFL Films Archives, you'll be able to do it all now on NFL Now. The new app, iOS and Android, it's free, and it's going to be a really popular and powerful app, I think, that the NFL is. I think it's a smart move by the NFL putting this app out.
So, Rick, you know, a lot of people don't know that you are originally from Wisconsin. The Green Bay Packers are the team of your youth. I just wonder, you know, so there you are in Green Bay, and you're actually going to be there, what, for like 2-3 weeks total?
Well, no, I'm coming home, and then I'm actually going back again. I'm working on some big pieces from up here, and one of which, a big one, won't run actually until next year. So this is research and work and hard work for me up here, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm sure, and a little bit of play. What do you do? Do you roll by Vince Lombardi's house and pay homage when you're in Green Bay? Is that something that you must do when you return?
Yeah, they have a heritage tour that we took. We went by Vince Lombardi's church, his house. We went by the birthplace of the Packers. This is really one of the remaining places of the birthplace of football history here. So that's why it's a big tourist attraction for a lot of people that are football fans. They come to Green Bay because this is kind of where it all started.
What the hell is going on out there? Grab, grab, grab! One of the great Vince Lombardi quotes of all time. All right, Rick. Well, listen, enjoy your stay out there in Wisconsin. I know it's beautiful this time of year, certainly when you think of Green Bay and the frozen tundra. It's not anything like that in the summertime.
No, and the hotel I'm staying at is not far off of Lombardi Avenue or some of the other streets that are named after the Packers, so that's another